105 days in isolation. No, it's not a prison sentence. It's part of an epic study to prepare astronauts for the next frontier in space travel.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Pulley.
According to NASA, a manned trip to Mars is in the foreseeable future. But what does that mean for the people making the journey? Besides enduring absurdly long travel times and bombardment by cosmic radiation, astronauts are also bound to experience physical and psychological effects from such an extensive trip. Enter the Mars 500 program. Beginning in March, the European Space Agency will subject 6 volunteers to 15 weeks of isolation in a Moscow facility. The crew, all from diverse backgrounds, will eat, sleep, and work in close quarters for the duration of their stay. The 105-day stint is just the first in the Mars 500 program. Later this year, another 6-member crew will be subjected to a simulation of a full Mars mission. That's 520 days of isolation. But as space travelers know, when forging into strange new worlds, certain things just come with the territory. This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics and distributed by WHRV.